another New Brunswicker, has died due to underlying complications, including COVID-19. The person was between 80 and 89 years old and was a resident of Villa des Jardins, an adult residential facility in Zone 4, the Edmundston region. 22 people have passed away due to COVID-19 in New Brunswick to date. As for new cases, New Brunswick had just 2 new cases of COVID-19 to announce yesterday. Both of these cases are in young people, with a case in Zone 1, the Moncton region, in a person aged 20 to 29, and the case in Zone 4 in a person aged 19 or under. There are 161 active cases of COVID-19 in the province, 27 of which are in Zone 1, the Moncton region. 6 patients are currently hospitalized due to COVID-19, with 2 of them requiring intensive care. As promised, the government of New Brunswick gave a special presentation to provide information about the UK variant strain of COVID-19 recently discovered in the province. Dr. Gordon Dow, an infectious disease specialist with Horizon Health Network and a member of New Brunswick's pandemic task force, says that the UK variant is between 30 to 80% more infectious. For the purpose of his presentation, he used 50% more infectious. The more infectious strain has the capability of exponentially spreading across the province, causing more deaths from the disease in the process.
We measure the contagiousness of the virus by a thing called the reproduction number, which is R. So if the reproduction number is 1, you have the same number of cases every day, which is what we were seeing in New Brunswick a couple of weeks ago when we had, 20 cases every day, 20, 24 cases. Our reproduction number was 1. That means everybody with COVID was infecting 1 other person every 4 days. Now, if your reproduction number is above 1, that leads to exponential spread of the virus, which means instead of just infecting 1 more person every few days, you're actually infecting 2 or more. And that's what leads to exponential spread.
As for the slow turnaround time for variant testing, Dr. Russell says that she has been talking with the Georges Dumont Lab to see if variant testing could be done there. As of right now, however, more aggressive self-isolation periods and contact tracing are being used to try and stay ahead of the spread. All those who contracted the UK variant or have been suspected of contracting the UK variant must self-isolate for 21 days rather than 14.
We have conversations regularly with the Georges Dumont Lab. And so we're looking at being able to have that capacity, but that's not happening right now. But again, we're just trying to be as protective as possible, knowing that the variants are 30 to 70% more transmissible, and that, again, an outbreak caused by one of the variants can be something that would be quickly, an exponential growth in cases if that were to happen.
Dr. Dow says that he is not concerned about the 1 week delay of COVID-19 variant testing, as the way public health responds to a regular outbreak is the same way they respond to a suspected variant.
I don't think a 1 week lag is going to be a significant problem for us. That lag would be seen in most jurisdictions around North America. And our initial responses to clusters of COVID would be the same initially, whether it's a variant or the old strain. The things that work for the old strain work for the new strain. What we would do, depending on the degree of an outbreak, is we would just apply more stringent measures as time went by. And we would do that whether we knew it was a new strain or an old strain. So no, I don't think that 1 week delay is going to impact our response in any way.
Both the Minister of Health, Dorothy Shepherd, and Dr. Russell stressed that when it comes to variants, it's a day-by-day, week-by-week learning process. Our neighbors in Nova Scotia identified 2 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the active total to 11 cases. Both of those cases were in the central zone and are related to previously reported cases. Newfoundland and Labrador set an unfortunate record yesterday with an even 100 new cases, the highest ever one-day total for the province. Newfoundland now has 216 active cases, its highest active case count since April of last year.